Taylor and Rick Barrios Dill are here from the rhythm and blues band Vintage Trouble, who are fierce gay allies and currently on tour with the legendary rock band The Who. They're here to talk about their music and give us their spin on LGBT civil rights. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Tell us about Vintage Trouble.
Vintage Trouble. We're a rhythm and blues band, I guess with a rock and roll edge. We've been together for only a couple of years, and we lucked out because, you know, when you put musicians together, sometimes things work, sometimes it takes a long time to fall into your groove. For us, we kind of fell into groove right away, and we started playing around L.A. for a while. We started doing some residencies, and then we hooked up with our manager, Doc McGee. Now, Doc McGee, everyone knows Doc McGee is managing Kiss and Bon Jovi and Motley Crue, but what a lot of people don't know is that he also managed James Brown and Diana Ross when he was young. So what he did was he grabbed us, and we went to England first, and we did a Jules Holland show, which is a really influential music show over there. A lot of people watch it. It's got credibility out the wazoo. And we played there, and when we got on our bus after playing there, we were the sixth most trended Twitter topic in the world. And we didn't know how that happened that fast. What it did was it allowed us to play all around Europe for the last year promoting our record. So we did that first, and now we just brought the record back here. So over there, we got to open with Brian May from Queen, we got to do Bon Jovi, we got to do so many people as far as touring with them. And then we got to come here in the States, and we just finished with Josh Stone, and now we're on the road with The Who, and you can imagine what a dream come true that is.
How did The Who gig come about?
You know, over in the UK, again, as Ty pointed out, with us doing the show later with Jules Holland, it definitely increased our profile over there, and we wound up, you know, certain markets we've now toured like six times over. And so between doing that, we had the opportunity to do a couple of things for Roger Daltrey has the Teenage Cancer Trust over there, which is his charity. And we did a couple of things there, which certainly popped up on the radar. And then we, through our extensive touring and everything, we actually were fortunate enough to get the Classic Rock Award for the Best New Band last year. And when we were there accepting the award for Best New Artist, Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey were there for getting an award for Quadrophenia as well. And so we sort of crossed paths again. And I think, you know, lo and behold, when the opportunity came up on the Quadrophenia tour here in the States, we were just finishing up with Joss Stone, and the timing worked out perfect. So we went straight from Joss Stone into, 3 days later, the beginning of the Quadrophenia tour. So it was really fortunate circumstances and just, you know, running in the same circle.
Share with us some Who stories that you've experienced since you've been on the road with them.
There have been so many Who stories. I mean, I guess the first one would be, we did our first show, and of course, when you do your first show, you're wondering, you know, what the Who thought of your performance. And we go to do our sound check for the second show, and we find out that Pete Townsend liked our show so much that he talked to their whole production team and told them not only to give us one projector, but allow us to use the whole projection wall for our show. So it was sweet. You know, right away they were into enhancing the quality of our performance, and that is a nod right there. And what's been really cool is when you run into a lot of conversations with them, you know, as the person that's a fan of theirs, you try and keep the conversation short. But both Pete and Roger, they both want you to speak longer. They go in depth with you about music and about music history. And, you know, they continually tell us about, you know, how when they got started, they were listening to music that was specifically like ours, you know, and so that was really, really nice to feel like they were saying that something similar to what we're doing was inspiring them to want to make music, which is nice. A lot of people just think that rock bands listen to rock music, but that's not the case. People are a little more open-minded than that. A lot of times, a lot of rock musicians will go to soul for inspiration. A lot of soul musicians will go to rock for inspiration. I think that people just need to, when you're thinking about music in general, just understand that musicians are inspired by everything in life, not just what might be the most obvious thing. So it's nice to have someone like The Who tell us that the kind of music we're doing inspired them. That's really, really cool for us.
What would you like to accomplish with Vintage Trouble?
One of the things that sticks out probably above all is the ability and the sort of unique, I guess, gift in a sense that we have to affect people, and that's something that we take very seriously. I mean, there's kind of, what's the funny saying, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. And so for us, I think early on we realized that we had the ability to internally in our band affect each other in, you know, in very meaningful and positive ways. And so to take that and do it to rooms, whether they're, you know, a 100-seater room in Harvell's where we started out in Los theaters or 30,000-seat arenas, the ability to actually affect people and have them sort of get outside of their heads and get more into their bodies and basically just, you know, kind of become a circular energy in the room to where everybody starts moving together more as one. That's something that we take very, very seriously. And, you know, we have a saying that when we started out, we had four residencies a week playing all original music all over Los Angeles, and people were coming to see us four times a week, which is just kind of almost unheard of. And it sort of stemmed from the fact that it wasn't coming to see your friend's band four times a week. It was actually coming to a party and a social gathering and a place to be affected and a place to affect other people. And so, you know, it was the phrase, nobody will go see their friend's band four times a week, but you might go to a party four times a week. And we've sort of taken that kind of mantra and tried to spread it out everywhere we go across the world. And so I guess in the big picture, it would be to positively affect people in a way to get outside their heads more and trust their instincts.
And then this is Ty. For me, what we would like to accomplish, another thing we'd like to accomplish as a band is, you know, we're in a world right now where computers and technology have been advancing us in such an amazing place. But what it also does is sometimes it allows us to forget about the way we used to communicate through the heart and through the soul and what things were like when the world was more analog opposed to digital and what it was like when people would sit and have conversations with each other rather than just being on the computer the whole time. There's a whole form of music, rhythm and blues and early rock and roll, that it's counting on a new generation to carry the torch of this music and to show the world that there is something beautiful about simplicity and rawness and pureness. And so one of the things we want to accomplish is to carry the torch for this style of music, that without people that are doing the same thing or doing something similar to what we're doing, it would be a dying art form. And that would be awfully sad to have people just think of Stax and Motown and Sun Records as something that was just a capsule in time that no one can feel anything like that again.
What was your reaction to President Obama being reelected and gay marriage passing in Washington, Maryland, and Maine?
It was moving for us for a lot of reasons. So, you know, not only for a lot of our friends and family that this is an important issue, but just as a country, I think it's imperative that we move forward. You know, we've been very fortunate to travel a lot of different countries and places, and, you know, the viewpoint and the social sort of zeitgeist, it feels in a lot of places like it's further ahead than it is in America. And so it was very important, you know, for us, I think, internally as a band, to see the progress and to see the progression of some of these issues like, you know, gay rights and even the continuation of a lot of the things that, you know, this president is trying to lay out. It was great to just feel like we're moving forward and we're keeping the, you know, the pedal to the metal as far as progress.
Do you want to add anything, Ty?
For me, I guess my whole approach to it is, you know, I have trouble not being mad about certain issues like this. I was excited, but kind of also in my mind, it just, it's infuriating that we even have to be dealing with issues like this anymore.
Right.
More so than even being a lesbian, gay, or any of these kind of issues. It's just be a basic civil rights issue. And I can't even believe that anyone is still trying to tell any particular group of people that they can't marry anyone from any other group of people or the same group of people. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I'm excited that we got to add more states to the pool of states that have already realized that marriage should just be marriage. And I was excited that Obama was reelected. All these things to me should just be evident. It shouldn't be even a question that Obama was going to be president again. And it shouldn't be even a question whether Washington, D.C. should allow there to be marriage. Every state should allow it. It's just silly and almost, I hate to say the word stupid, use stupidity, because I try and be non-judgmental, but the idea that someone can't marry someone is just ridiculous to me.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
First of all, don't do it. And secondly, try and find role models. If kids can't seem to find a role model in their neighborhood, then they can look at television, they can look at books, they can go on the computer or on the web to just find positive examples of people that are like them, that do show them that, you know, if you can just get past this school phase where people automatically are going to pick at you no matter what you do that's different than them, if they can just get past that, there are enough positive examples that can demonstrate to these kids that life will get better. And not only that, you become stronger for overcoming something like this. The kids need to just broaden their scope.
able to, you know, get out from under these circumstances, and suicide is never the option. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
How can people get information about Vintage Trouble?
The easiest way is probably our website, vintagetrouble.com. We're fairly easy to get at facebook.com, Vintage Trouble, as well as twitter.com, Vintage Trouble. And, you know, so you can pretty much find everything you would need there.
And you can just Google Vintage Trouble and see what comes up, and there's your information.
What's in store for the band after the Who gig?
We're hoping for an extension with the Who, so that can take a while. And then after that's over, there are many territories. Oh, like we said, we just released our record here in the States. We've been trying to spend a lot of time here now, establishing the same kind of roots that we did overseas. However, besides just the States, there are some territories that we just touched down in for a second that are demanding we come back. So we have to get back to Australia, we have to get back to Japan, and also Italy, and then besides that, just the States and some, and go back to Europe and that kind of stuff. We're like a live touring band. You know, there was a time when you had to run around the world in order to be seen by the world. So what's next for us is the same thing we've been doing, hopefully just in greater abundance.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Yeah, I guess the question I wish people would ask is, what are you going to do, not just as a band, but as individuals as well? I mean, I think what makes our band so strong is that as individuals, we're four strong men, and we have a lot of very different ideas. And I guess the question I would ask was what people might think would be the difference between the four of us. And I would like for each person to be able to ask that. So it's just a question. If people want to send us that question, ask it, they will get a full, long-length answer. But as individuals, we're also four amazing individual human beings that make up a great sum.
Do you have a favorite quote and mantra to get you through difficult times?
Mine is, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endureth until the end. It's the first line of one of my favorite gospel songs, and the reason I like it is because, you know, I've never been the type that gives up, and I think I got that from my parents. When I set my mind to something, I keep doing it. I think a lot of times, whether it be your professional career choice, or whether it be a love relationship, or whatever it happens to be, I think a lot of times people give up too soon before they can really find out what the platinum was in the situation. And for us, you know, we all are getting the beginning of the height of our music career, you know, at the age of 40. And if we had stopped prior to this, we never would have understood what this moment would be like. And, you know, there are so many times when you almost give up on a song, and then right in the 11th hour before you put down your pen, you find the amazing melody or chord or riff or lyric, and that opens that up. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't believe in the for better or for worse situation. Then you get married, and they stop right ahead of time. And a lot of times, if you can just hang on for a little while, you realize that each person is a human being, and we all make mistakes sometimes, and we don't want to be characterized by one situation we would do. And so sometimes you've got to get past a moment in order to get to the real moment. And so I just try and use it all the time. I try and make myself endure in order to figure out what might be on the other side of the finish line.